With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
U.S. ethanol plants pushed production to a new weekly record, even as gasoline demand weakened, creating a more mixed outlook for margins heading into winter. For producers, the latest data signals strong plant efficiency and steady grind, but softer downstream demand could limit near-term price strength. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, ethanol output for the week that ended November 28th increased 1.2% to 1.13 million barrels per day. That's equal to 47.25 million gallons daily, nearly 5% above last year. Four-week average also edging higher to 1.10 million barrels per day. Annualized pace, just under 17 billion gallons. Now, stocks climbed 2.5%, though inventories remain slightly below year-ago levels. Farm credit conditions tightened again in the third quarter as weaker crop margins eroded working capital across much of the Midwest and Plains. That's according to the Kansas City Federal Reserve's Ag Credit Survey. Kansas City Fed reported continued declines in farm income and loan repayment rates alongside rising renewal activity that signals growing financial strain for many operations. Non-real estate loan demand increased steadily, driven by higher operating needs and tighter liquidity among crop farms. Kansas City, Chicago, and Minneapolis districts all reporting the strongest upticks in financing needs, while fund availability slipped modestly in several regions as lenders became more cautious. Capital spending fell at the fastest rate since early 2020. It underscores tighter budgets, though household spending stabilized after years of growth. Real Christmas tree growers face rising competitive and structural pressures as imported artificial trees expand sharply in U.S. markets, with most American families unaware of the decade-long timeline that's required to grow a marketable tree, industry is increasingly challenged by weather volatility, labor shortages, and long-term acreage decline. Production capacity has contracted significantly, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Between 2002 and 2022, farms harvesting Christmas trees fell nearly 30%. Acreage fell more than 150,000 acres, a 35% reduction shaped by complex economics and slow biological timelines. Retail-ready trees typically require 7 to 10 years to grow, exposes farmers to years of insect pressure, disease risk, and extreme weather. Now, on the other side, artificial trees, of which 85 to 95% are imported from China, they become the dominant competitor, replacing years of real tree demand with one single purchase. Imports surging from $170 million in 2000 to more than $500 million last year. It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton, to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is Agriculture Today.
Next year is projected to be the largest tax refund season ever. And we're going to be giving back refunds out of the tariffs because we've taken in literally trillions of dollars. And we're going to be giving a nice dividend to the people in addition to reducing debt.
Speaking to reporters at a recent cabinet meeting, President Donald Trump.
You know, I inherited a lot of debt, but it's peanuts compared to the kind of numbers we're talking about. So we're going to be making a dividend to the people. And additionally, we're going to be able to reduce debt. And as time goes by over the next 2, 3, 4 years, those numbers are going to go up. And I believe that at some point in the not too distant future, you won't even have income tax to pay. Because the money we're taking in is so great, it's so enormous, that you're not going to have income tax to pay. Whether you get rid of it or just keep it around for fun or have it really low, much lower than it is now, but you won't be paying income tax. We've slashed $1 trillion in costly job-killing regulations, saving Americans an estimated $2,100 for a family of four. The Biden administration was the exact opposite, but times four. They went up $6,000. We went down $2,100. Think of that. To bring down energy, electricity, and utility prices, I ended the Green New Scam. They call it the Green New Scam, one of the greatest scams in the history of our country. They talked about global warming and all the crap and what they've done to this country. What they've done by allowing 25 million people into our country, many of whom are criminals, many of whom 11,888 are murderers. And we have to get them out, and we're doing it. We're doing it. I think what the job that our law enforcement groups are doing, Christy, you and Tom and everybody, amazing. What you're doing is amazing. I terminated the insane electric vehicle mandate. And look, some people that make electric cars weren't happy with that. But we have to do that because you have to have a choice, whether it's a gasoline-powered car. And we have so much gasoline. You know, China doesn't have gasoline. We do. And whether it's a hybrid, which really are working really well, the combination of electric and gasoline-driven. But we, you know, everybody was supposed to, by 2030, everybody had to own an electric car under the Biden stupidity. And not everybody wants to do that. I like electric cars. I like all cars. They're all good. They all have reasons. But you want to be able to go and buy what you want. I imposed historic tariffs that are now bringing in so much money that we've never, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And countries that were ripping us off, including allies, but they were ripping us off for years. I won't use the names. I won't mention Japan. I refuse to mention South Korea. I will not mention names. But they were ripping us off like nobody's ever been ripped off before and taking horrible advantage of your country. But now we're making a lot of money. We're making a lot of money because of the tariffs that are pouring in. And it's really national security. Among everything else, it's national security. We've also rapidly turned the worst border crisis in world history. I believe we had the worst border ever in history. There was never a border that was as bad as our border. We allowed anybody in with no checks, no vetting. So we've rapidly turned the worst border crisis in world history into the strongest border in the history of our country, and probably one of the strongest borders in the history of the world, because we have nobody coming through.
It's Agriculture Today.
When it comes to ag chemical application, make sure your equipment delivers. For years, growers and custom commercial applicators alike have depended on Wiley sprayers and Case IH application equipment from Wiley Implement and Spray Center. Wiley offers new and used self-propelled sprayers, as well as our own line of pull-type sprayers for any size operation. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
This land, there's no more perfect place on earth. It provides more than the crop you grow or the herd you tend. It gives you purpose. And to help young, beginning, and small farmers fulfill their purpose, Capital Farm Credit is here for you. Our decades of experience providing advice, products, and opportunities can help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Mr. President, your team at the Trump EPA has been crushing it all year to fix the big mess that we inherited and deliver amazing results for the American people.
Lee Zeldin is administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency at a recent cabinet meeting at the White House.
I've had the opportunity to visit all 50 states since confirmation earlier this year and to hear from real people where they meet, where they live, and to bring their great ideas and their asks back to us to be able to deliver for them. We also were able to reach an agreement with Mexico to be able to implement a plan to permanently end a decades-old raw sewage crisis on the southern border with Mexico. And Secretary Rubio and his team, Chris Landau, Ambassador Johnson, they've been amazing to get that done. On the deregulatory front, we have proudly launched a massive blitz that amounts to the largest deregulatory effort by any agency in the history of the United States. To put some perspective on it, in 1 year, at one agency, we will do more deregulation than entire presidencies have done across all agencies. It's incredible. You could go back across, you know, 4 year terms, 8 year terms. You've never seen this much deregulation. One agency, 1 year. In fact, when finalized, the proposed rescission of the 2009 Obama EPA endangerment finding amounts to the largest deregulatory action in the history of the United States of America. From fixing the agency's definition of waters of the United States, which is important for our farmers, our ranchers, and other landowners, to the effort to end electric vehicle mandates and promote consumer choice, eliminating regulations designed to eliminate entire sectors of our energy economy. We're thinking big and we're delivering big. We have reduced terrible derailments on diesel exhaust fluid systems. We're getting water moving faster, new pipelines and power plants built, and we're helping to unleash energy dominance. Mr. President, on the operational front, we have significantly reduced the size of the agency workforce, and we are accomplishing more with less. It's all about priorities, and our focus is on fulfilling our statutory obligations, helping to fast-track project approvals that were taking way too long, and closely following the law, as well as key Supreme Court decisions like Loperbright to overturn the Chevron doctrine. We inherited massive backlogs that we have been eliminating all year long. We've been implementing your executive order to end COVID-era remote work. We consolidated real estate, canceled expensive media subscriptions, and closed the Biden EPA museum that none of you knew even existed. I'm sure none of you actually visited. To put it another way, in 2024, the Biden EPA obligated and spent over $60 billion in 1 year, an agency with an operational budget of about $10 billion a year. In their own words, caught on camera, they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic, wasting precious tax dollars to pay off well-connected Obama and Biden officials. And they were doing without any apology or regret. The Biden EPA, in fact, was amending grant agreements just days before you came into office to reduce agency oversight. But this year, 2025, at the Trump EPA, similar theme that you'll hear from everyone around this table. With our actions canceling wasteful grants and implementing other measures just mentioned, we have saved $30 billion. They spent over $60 billion. We have saved over $30 billion. The bottom line, by the way, is that the Green New Scam is dead.
It's Agriculture Today.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
Attention farmers, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and their premium equipment is heading to Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. This retirement auction features well-maintained machinery that's been part of a successful farming operation with equipment located in Osage, Iowa. Everything sells. Absolute no reserve to the highest bidder. Visit PurpleWave.com for details. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
At U.S. Department of Agriculture, the People's Department, Abraham Lincoln launched this department in 1862.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins at a White House cabinet meeting.
We have finally, again, put farmers and ranchers and rural America first. In the last year, it's no longer DEI, climate change, sending out money based on the color of a farmer's skin. It's now about literally putting farmers back at the center of it. And under the last administration, we talked a lot about affordability. We'll continue to talk about that. But under the Biden administration and the destruction of our economy and the cost of inflation, interest rates for farmers and ranchers went up 73%. Labor went up 47%. Fertilizer went up 36%. Fuel went up 28%. So when you think about the extreme economic strain that a lot of our farmers are under in our farm economy, these are massive, massive numbers that will take some time to get out from under. But we've already seen the beginnings of the movement toward more affordable food, housing, fuel, et cetera, and that will only continue to trend as we work to solve those issues. My partners in trade, of course, they do the work, but I'm constantly talking to them about selling more soybeans, selling more corn, getting more of our products out. But when we really think about how to solve for this idea that for so long our farmers, many of them have been farming for government checks instead of moving their product around the world, these trade deals change that forever. And it isn't one trade deal or two trade deals. It's dozens of trade deals. And so talking about rural prosperity and bringing the golden age back to rural America, which has been lost for too long, we're going to focus on that next year, hopefully with our vice president, many of our cabinet members. But the opportunity to do that under these new trade deals is unprecedented. And so just putting farmers first or ranchers first, Mr. President, is such a huge priority and an accomplishment of the last year.
And finally,
the third thing, which became very much a part of the national conversation during the Democrat shutdown, was SNAP reform, food stamp reform. When all of America saw what so many of us know and have been working on, but when you have so much rampant fraud in a program that 42 million Americans participate in, now a big good piece of news that I hope is written about, since you became president, about 800,000 of those 42 million have moved off of food stamps, which is hopefully the plan, with better jobs, higher wages, et cetera. But still, when we found 186,000 dead people or dead people's Social Security numbers being used, 500,000 people receiving benefits more than twice. We had a couple of people receiving benefits in six states. In February of this year, we asked for all the states for the first time to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out this fraud, to make sure that those who really need food stamps are getting them, but also to ensure that the American taxpayer is protected. 21 states said yes, not surprised. 29 states said yes, not surprisingly, the red states. And that's where all of that data, that fraud comes from. But 21 states, including California, New York, and Minnesota, the blue states, continue to say no. So as of next week, we have begun and will begin to stop moving federal funds into those states until they comply and they tell us and allow us to partner with them to root out this fraud and to protect the American taxpayer. As Joe Biden was working to buy an election a year ago, he increased food stamp program funding by 40%. So now as we continue to roll that back. So the partnership in Making America Healthy Again is also in food stamps, but a lot of what we're going to, Bobby and I, are doing together is really remarkable.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton, to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
This is Agriculture Today.
We're continuing to wait for the big buys from China, right? They're nibbling at it here and there. They've basically bought a little bit less than, or maybe a little bit over now, of the 2 million metric tons of the 12 million they promised.
Chris Robinson is with Robinson Ag Marketing on where we are with markets today.
2 days ago, or yesterday, Secretary Bessent said, you know, they're on schedule, maybe a little delayed. So the market's not going to be happy till it sees that. But that being said, we still have got so much ground to make up. And then we've got to get into the fact that, you know, pretty soon South America is going to be harvesting their crop. And if that supply comes in, you know, that could change the whole ball of wax. So hopefully we'll get some more bids. I will say this, the fact that we've got March beans, you know, at 11:30, any way you cut it, that's still a darn good price compared to where we were. October 1st, we were at, and March beans were trading at 10.28. So we're at 11.28. That dollar is what I'm worried about. That's a gift. You want to be in a situation where, you know, something changes, somebody says something, and, you know, that dollar disappears. So most guys will get out of bed to do something for a dollar. And that's the way I look at it. So I think the daily whipsaws are going to be like he said, she said, anytime somebody says something in the market so we can move. Bottom line, we still need to see, you know, China come back. And that story is not going to go away. But, yeah, it was nice to see a little green on the screen, two-sided trade. Also, Tony, December, and I've been in this business for 30 years, December can be some of the choppiest, thinnest trade because a lot of people do less in December, especially if you're somebody that's been in the market all year long. If you had a good year and you're doing okay, you probably want to do less here as we enter into the holidays. It's just kind of human nature. Everybody is looking ahead to the next USDA report, which is coming up here in a few days. That may be a mover, but I'm more concerned, Tony, about the January 10th report. That is going to be a real that has potential to be a real mover. Now, I'm not a doom and gloom person. I don't say, you know, look out, it's going to be terrible. It could be something positive, but that is a fixed point in time we all know that we're going to have to deal with. So it's nice to see green on the screen today. It's nice to see, you know, March corn finished up 3.5 cents. We need to get March corn back above 50, 450. The 200-day moving average really matters there. That's been a kind of a ceiling. And we need to get March beans back up, you know, above 1150, I think, to really make guys feel better. So that's what I'm looking at. We did get some kind of bearish news coming out of Canada. Canada's wheat crop and canola crop just got bigger. And that is going to be something that the wheat market's going to have to struggle with because worldwide, there's a ton of wheat out there. And that's probably going to be the story that a lot of people are talking about wheat. We're more concerned with corn and beans right now. But that's what I'll be watching today, Tony. A good day for a green day. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll see how we settle for the week.
But some of this volatility comes from speculators in the market. Speculators provide liquidity.
You want more people. Yep. You want more people involved, more people, just like anything else. If you want to sell your house, you want 1,000 people bidding on it. You don't want two people on it. Right? You always get a better market when you've got more people that are involved in it. And that's literally, it's liquidity, and liquidity is king. So that being said, liquidity dries up in the overnight markets. There's plenty of liquidity during the day. So that's my thought for the day.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to ag chemical application, make sure your equipment delivers. For years, growers and custom commercial applicators alike have depended on Wiley sprayers and Case IH application equipment from Wiley Implement and Spray Center. Wiley offers new and used self-propelled sprayers, as well as our own line of pull-type sprayers for any size operation. Visit us online at WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
And it's transformational because for the first time in a long time, we have a president who basically puts America at the forefront of every decision we make in our relations with the world.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
And that may sound weird to people, like, of course you always do. No, that hasn't always been the case until about a year ago. And I think we've all witnessed in our own respective spaces how in every interaction the president has with the world, the goal he has in mind is very simple. Does what you want us to do, or is it what we're going to, or is it going to make us stronger? Is it going to make us richer? Is it going to make us safer? If it is, he's for it. If it's not, he's against it.
At a White House cabinet meeting where Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick added,
we set out to stop the ripoff of the United States of America. This is about global change of trade. We've been ripped off since 1945 when we set this policy. So we set out, and together with my partners, Jameson Greer and Scott Bessent, we set out to change that. So we started, the first one was the UK deal, right? We asymmetric, they pay us 10%, and we get charged nothing. That allows us to export, and that began the process. Then we did the biggest, the European Union, 450 million people, $20 trillion economy. They completely opened their borders to us, and we charge them 15%. That makes America $100 billion a year and turns it back to where our economy is the best. And so it proved that President Trump's trade agenda was the right trade agenda. Then we go to Japan and Korea. They offer us $750 billion in cash to build in America at the president's direction. And we're going to start as an example, nuclear, right? We need to have a nuclear arsenal in America of power, the generation of power. So we're going to build hundreds of billions of dollars financed by the Japanese and the Koreans, meaning they give us the money, we build it here, and we split the cash flow 50-50. We're going to build ships, $150 billion worth of ships in America. That changes the way things work, right? After those trade deals, then you go to how are we going to reshore, right? Let's start talking about the auto industry, right? We've been competed against by Koreans, the Japanese, the Europeans. We're kicking our tail. President Trump changed it. 25% tariffs. Bring it all home. This year, General Motors stock up 40%. Ford up 34%. And on the same day that we announced we had set all the tariffs, Sean Fain, the head of the United Auto Workers, called and said, I can't believe I'm calling a Republican Secretary of Commerce to tell the president that this is the greatest administration for auto workers in America. Stocks up and auto workers up. That proves that President Trump understands how to take care of the whole ecosystem, both the companies and, more importantly, the people who work there. Semiconductors, right? We didn't build any. The Biden CHIPS Act was a $60 billion giveaway, right? We've now turned that. $300 billion is committed to America. That's going to go up to $750 billion in the next 60 days, right? And then you go to pharmaceuticals, right? $250 billion being invested in America, and then working together with Bobby Kennedy, right? Pounding away on that MFN, working together as a joint team. They're coming to over $250 billion and cutting prices in half. We did the golden share of U.S. Steel to make sure the Mon Valley is protected. Intel gave us 10% of the company, make tens of billions of dollars. Right. And the last thing I will say is a year ago today, I was working on transition with President Trump, right, to build the greatest cabinet ever.
It's Agriculture Today.
This land, there's no more perfect place on earth. It provides more than the crop you grow or the herd you tend. It gives you purpose. And to help young, beginning, and small farmers fulfill their purpose, Capital Farm Credit is here for you. Our decades of experience providing advice, products, and opportunities can help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.